girls. Just been kind of soaking on Psalms 91. I think, you know, coming off of this past weekend with the hurricane, I love it when God will just kind of plant some things in your heart. It's verses that you've read before, but how they even come more alive as you walk through things. And that was one of those, actually, times for me that really these words were coming alive. And I know I ran into my sister-in-law last week, and we were talking, just, you know, kind of walking to folks that just were walking through different emotions with this hurricane coming. Some folks just really, really antsy, you know, anxiety level up. And I love what she said. She said, "I just got to the point I quit watching the news. I just had to stop because I know," and I think this happens to all of us, that sometimes when you continue to feed yourself that information, or it just continues to go in, it can really wreak havoc with your emotions, with your mind, and really just start playing with the things in your head. I know it's one of those things, like I said, you do need to take heed, and your head's not in the sand. I mean, you definitely want to heed to the warnings, but there's a fine line there also, not to let those things consume you to the point, like I said, it's dictating your emotions and your actions. And so as I was reading Psalm 91, it really talked about God being our refuge. And I just love that part because He is our shelter. That is such a sacred place when we are nestled under Him. And so I'm just going to read Psalm 91 to you girls and just kind of let you soak on it. It says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by the day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, 'The Lord is my refuge,' and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent." Oh, I love that part. "For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will not tread on the lion and the cobras. You will not trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show my salvation." So just like I said, I want to encourage you girls as you walk out the week. I know a lot of times the things that we feed ourselves really can have an impact of how we carry out the day. So I just want you girls to soak on Psalms 91, just to know that God is with us. He wants every part of us. He wants to be in every part of our lives, the good, the bad, the mediocre. He wants every part. And so you girls just enjoy that time with Him and have a great week. I love you.